So what did you specifically hear? Did you ever have like one of the girls approach you?
Yes. It was always in the like, I'll never forget. I ain't gonna say this cat's name, but when they were doing it was a show that came out, Different World. It was a cat who was a stage manager there, and they had let him direct one of the shows. He got to direct one of those shows, but he was a stage manager, and he was late. And that man made Bill Cosby made that black man sit down there like he was a child on the floor, like a child. I was like, this nigga, what is this shit right here? Made him do that in front of me. So I've never had this kind of image that was inundated with the idea that because he was a staggeringly talented cat that he wasn't incapable of doing some of the shit people accuse him of.
Well, I mean, Bill Cosby's always seemed to have like sort of a beef with a lot of other black comedians.
Bill Cosby this is what people don't understand. When people say that you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Bill Cosby, if Bill Cosby had owned NBC, if Bill Cosby, he sat on the board of Warner Brothers, Time Warner, he tried to stop HBO from happening. He hated it. So all the comics you know, love, and respect, from the Chappelles to the Martins to the Tuckers to the Def Jam to the Kings of Comedy, he tried to stop from happening. That's just true. I'm not trying to assail his character. That's absolutely true.